Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, as we launch into another 3 hours of fun and excitement here. Again, taking your calls about anything. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll start out by going right to your phone calls, and then got a couple emails, and maybe we'll talk about the polygamy people out in Texas. But first, we go to Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Sam?
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How are y'all?
Super. Hey. What's on your mind tonight, Sam?
I'll be honest with you. I've been listening to Free Talk Live for a year and a half or so on the internet.
Okay, excellent, sir.
And the October shows that y'all have had have just been extraordinary.
Really?
Really, why?
The Saturday Pumpkin Fest show I thought was just awesome. I probably listened to that thing five times.
Was this us arguing over whether or not the people should have been smoking in Central Square?
I'm gonna disagree with the word argue. Let's use the word debate.
All right.
I can find points on both sides of your of y'all's opinions on that.
All right.
And last night's show, especially the extended hours, and I know that a lot of people on the radio don't know about the extended hours, what was talked about, but that was one of the most important shows I could ever have imagined hearing.
Really?
Certainly from my life.
So you just like to hear me yell.
Why would you? Why specifically? Why was it so important to you in your life?
Okay, I'll answer that.
And if you could, while you're answering it, explain for our radio listeners what they were missing.
Okay. The major portion of the extended show last night dealt with family issues and people who do not understand you in your family and whether or not you should give them priority after a certain point of understanding. Is that a fair assessment of your standpoint, Ian?
I think so. I think there are people out there that kind of have this traditionalist behavior of, well, they're your blood relatives, and so therefore you need to...
And that was Gardner's opinion, their blood.
Right, that you need to extend to them some sort of special treatment beyond how you would normally treat anyone else in your life, and I firmly disagree with that.
Okay, of course, Mark's opinion on that was that eventually, at some point in your life, you're going to feel bad about that treatment. Is that a fair assessment, Mark?
Pretty much. I mean, I'm not of the opinion, neither one of us is going to take the extreme on this opinion. I'm just sort of, probably I believe in a certain more deference than Ian does.
Okay, then let me answer Ian's question on why it was so important to me, and you're going to see the extremes.
Okay.
On my 12th birthday, on the way to a birthday party with all my family gathered, I told my dad to stop the car. I wanted no more of it, and take me over to my mom's house because they went through a 4-year divorce and I was the weapon in between them. I did not have any contact with my dad until he literally had to come into town to sign the papers for me to join the military because I joined him so early. I did not have any contact with him for probably a good 8 years, completely no contact. In my mid-20s, because my mom did something that's beside the point for the conversation, but it was important to me, I literally stopped all contact with her for 6 years. Now, my mom and I get along fine. My dad and I were both very strong-willed, so, we battle heads.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand where both of y'all are coming from. And I agree with Gardner's statement last night when he said that parents are trying to find their way, too.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage in that I'm not married and I don't have kids because I was the weapon for a 4-year divorce. I knew not to do that to my kid. And so that was the position I've taken in my life. And I think that age and time will eventually, to some degree, and I'm not attacking Ian here, but I think there will come a time in Ian's life where you will want to be able to See the pride in your mom's eyes. Now, that's going to require changes on her part, too. And it really does. I was in a conversation with my mom and my grandmother one time, and I was telling my grandmother, and boy, she used to say, why does Sam always think about these things? I was telling her that the law had just changed where children who were a minor could get an abortion without their parents even knowing about it. The judge assigned the order. And my grandmother said, that's not true. And my mom said, Mom, that really is true. And my grandmother's response was, well, that's not the world I live in. Now, and I saw it with other portions of my family where, you know, at certain portions in their life, they didn't want to know about any new technology. And these are the things that, I mean, I deal with now. I'm 44 years old, and I've seen the progression. I've been through large portions of my life where I had no contact with this person, no contact with that person. I understand that those are very valid during those times, both on your side and both on their side. They're at that point in their life where they don't want to think about these things because they may be focused on, my God, you know, I'm never going to get Social Security. I may need to, you know, just focus on not making waves and get some money built up so I'm not, you know, a burden to my family. Whereas the younger person, such as, you know, between me and my grandmother, the younger person has still got the fire in the belly. They haven't been beat down as much. But you know, I will say honestly, everybody that's out there listening, no kidding, these shows have been awesome in October. And if you don't go to Podcast Alley and vote, boy, you've done a great disservice this month, more than ever.
That is so sweet.
I'm glad it's worked for you, Sam. I can't tell any difference in how the shows have been.
I don't feel like I've done anything particularly unusual.
I have gotten some response on last night's show. People do, you know, they are moved one way or the other by, you know, Ian's stance and my stance on, you know, how you should, you know, be with your family and that kind of thing. And certainly I've gotten, you know, there's responses on both sides. And I'd like to say that I believe that Ian has moved more towards the center, and if the center is reasonable and the extremes are not, then he has moved more towards this over time, and he's you know, beginning to see it. So, you know, that's how I view what's going on.
Sam, your final thoughts.
I think, go ahead, Ian.
I just got your phone's kind of jittery. I think are you on a VoIP line?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mark, I agree with what you just said, and I think it really just has to do with time of life. I've said for a long time in my life that it only takes 1 second for the entire world that you live in to change, where the air that you breathe is never as sweet and you'll never laugh as hard, and that's when you find out that your mother is dead.
Mm, yeah.
And for me, that's true. But, you know, everybody has their time in their lives, and all three of you gentlemen last night were very correct, and it really just depends on on the time where you live, you know, your stage in life and what your values are at that time. When you're 21, you know, you're not, I mean, I was there. You're not so worried about calling your grandmother. And, you know, when Ian was talking about that he enjoys talking to his grandmother, that was never something that was big on me, but I wish I'd talked to her now because.
Me too.
You know, my grandmother canned everything on this planet, and she grew hundreds of pounds of food in basically a 2x2 plot. I don't know how she did it because I'm trying to do it now.
Yeah, you can't consult with her. Hey, Sam, it's been great. I appreciate the call and the thoughts tonight. Thank you. Going to move on here at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We did get into a discussion on the extended edition of the show last night about people's relationships with their family and, you know, what is and what is not appropriate to do as far as if you've got some disagreements or worse than that, some you know, danger between you and a family member. I think that your response has to do with how they're treating you. And I want to get back into this here in a little bit at 800-259-9231. And, you know, Mark, what's interesting is my mom is a little bit more open-minded these days because, well, her team's not in the White House anymore. 800-259-9231. So, you know, I'll take it where I can get it.
I'll take the closer relationship wherever I can get it myself.
This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Some restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the features on the site include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you. Plus, the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines are available at 217-238-6220. You can dial that anytime, 24 hours a day, day or night, from any phone that can dial long distance. And, of course, Long-distance charges may apply. 217-238-6220 for the brand-new Free Talk Live listen lines. And if you didn't get that number down, you can always just go to listen.freetalklive.com, and we've got them right there for you as long as our live streams and everything else. So I want to tell you briefly about the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here in New Hampshire with hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are getting active for freedom. Where else would you want to be? Is there a real burgeoning, growing, significantly growing liberty movement near you?
Go ahead and lie to yourself. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're going to do, and eventually you'll come to the conclusion that you're in the wrong place, and that the place to be is here in New Hampshire amongst hundreds, and as I say, soon thousands of people will be here. And there are new people moving into New Hampshire every single week. It just is getting more and more exciting as time goes on. So.
You know, one thing that sort of bothers me about the whole thing is we say hundreds because the website says that hundreds of people have moved.
Those are the ones that reported moving.
Yeah, right. They've reported moving. They have decided that they would tell, because part of the statement of intent that you sign as sort of a vow to move, as it were, mm-hmm. does not say once I get to the Free State Project, or once I get to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, that I will tell the Free State Project that I have moved.
It doesn't say.
And libertarians tend towards the privacy minded. I do too. And I honestly see no good reason why anyone would, why you would say the word Free State Project once you've moved to New Hampshire, as you've moved as part of it. There's really no good reason. You may, you know, get together with some of the activists as a friendship sort of thing.
Sure, and some people do say they know a lot of people up here that haven't reported in that they've moved, and you can take that.
I know
that
people
as...
that haven't signed up that have moved and haven't reported that they've moved. So, I mean, they're not even part of the Free State Project, but they've moved for liberty.
Those are useful anecdotes, but since you can't actually quantify that number of people, for me, I feel safer just going with the official numbers.
There could very well be thousands, though.
There are thousands, because if there were thousands, I think there'd be a lot more change happening a lot faster.
You don't know, because originally when the Free State
if there are thousands, there are thousands of people not doing much.
Right, understood. But the sort of the original idea of the Free State Project was essentially to move and vote and maybe give some money and write a couple of letters to the editor, that kind of thing, just to be people that cared about liberty and move them here. 20,000.
Yeah.
If you move 2,000 super activist types here, it would have a huge effect.
That has not happened.
But, you know, you didn't sign up to be a super activist.
That's true, and I don't expect most of them to be. I expect the 80-20 rule is going to be in effect,
yeah.
And 80% are going to do not as much as the 20% will do. That's just the way things tend to be in life.
Yep.
So come on up here and be either part of the 80 or part of the 20. We'll take you either way. And go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. You know, we can come back to the family topic, but people are on the line here. They've got something to say. And polygamy still to come. First, it's Victor in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Victor. Victor?
Hello, Alex.
No, there's
no
Alex,
Alex here.
You're talking to Free Talk Live. So what's on your mind tonight?
I thought I was calling the Alex Jones show. I apologize. I wanted to ask anyone about the Zeitgeist movie and whether you guys think that the beginning of the Zeitgeist movie with the religion is a valid point. You know, I know that, you know...
Can you recap what the point is for our listeners that don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, basically, the Zeitgeist movie is in two parts. There's the part with religion at the beginning, and they discuss how religion is basically keeping us enslaved. It's part of our brainwashing. And the second half of the movie is about the Federal Reserve and how that's keeping us enslaved.
Mm-hmm.
But our misguided religious beliefs is just keeping us in that sort of paradigm and allowing the Federal Reserve power to really do whatever they want.
Sure, there are certain establishments that have been created for the purpose of controlling mankind, and many of them have been very, very effective. And I think that
Christianity, I know that Christianity was originally basically a religion that was contrary to the Roman government, Roman rule. It was a protest religion to Roman imperialism. However,
co-opted since then, huh?
Right. Well, however, once the Roman Emperor Constantine then decided that that was his religion, and he sort of changed the empire itself, it has since then become a religion of, and I'm only talking about what it's become. I'm not talking about Christianity at its roots or what it was at one point, or what you can choose to make Christianity for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying what it's grown from is a religion of control, a religion of domination, a religion of guilt.
Right. And organized religion, I think, in general, is about controlling people. As a general statement, the larger
I don't know much about other religions, but it seems to be the case to me.
Yeah. So I would say that the first part of Zeitgeist for me was the most interesting. It's an interesting film, and it's available free online at I think you can get it in Google Video. But it was most interesting to me as somebody who formerly was an atheist and probably was still considering myself an atheist at the time I was watching that, just looking at the comparisons they were drawing between the Christian religion and many of the religions that preceded it, looking at the comparisons between Jesus, the story of Jesus, and, you know, the sun god, for instance. There are some amazing and striking really revealing comparisons.
Right, I think there are 17 corollaries between Jesus and Oedipus. Actually, they use Oedipus as the number one Messiah story or whatever to compare these stories to.
But I don't think that just using the term religion and saying religion is about control is, I don't think that's really accurate. I think it's the organized religions that are the dangerous ones. I think that there's nothing inherently wrong with having beliefs about the universe and, you know, what it all means.
If you choose to call God Christ, that's fine. If you want if you're willing to harm people, throw them in jail or do whatever because those people don't believe in your magic book, that's something entirely different.
So, Victor, did we answer your question?
Yeah, you did. You gave a lot of good explanations. But, when I think of the movie, the Zeitgeist movie itself, it had a strong impact on me and a lot of other people. The Federal Reserve sort of having all this power and all this financial power and keeping us in debt, which, you know, just represents future human labor that we all have to work for to pay off this debt that we can never repay. And then the whole religious part at the beginning was kind of like, it was more of a shock to me. And I've always been agnostic. I don't know. I just say I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
It could be either way. I don't know. But, and like you said, there are other stories about the sun god, and there was Gilgamesh.
See how that initial section of that film would be shocking, especially to somebody who, is an adherent to an organized, the organized Christianity. I could definitely see how that would be shocking to them. But at the same time, it was also, shocking to the point where hopefully they'd keep watching it because it certainly was very iconoclastic. Thanks for the call tonight, Victor. Appreciate hearing from you, even though you didn't know who you were calling. 800-259-9231. We will take your calls about absolutely anything. You can take control of the airwaves here tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your calls about what you want. Also, the latest on the polygamy situation in Texas. We've got an update on that for you. We'll share it with you if you get a chance. But your calls are primary, so make them at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird, not much good for anything, you'd be, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, ValleyViewEmus.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and they include updates. Just get signed up over at updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list, and you'll be clued in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Once again, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very rare set, you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was to the Liberty Movement. You can purchase this 2,800-page, six-volume set bound in library-quality hardcover and delivered to your door for $335. These volumes were printed quite some time ago. So all there are the amount that they have, and they're sitting in boxes waiting for you. But when the last one is sold, and this is the first advertising they've done on them, when the last one is sold, the last one is sold, and they're not printing anymore. So you'll have to be then hunting on eBay for these very, like I said, very rare sets. Basically, they were intended to be sold to libraries, and at this, you know, rate, $335, you can imagine. But if Liberty is important to you and the history of Liberty, perhaps you want to have 2,800 pages of Lysander Spooner's 34 works. Just go to spooner.freetalklive.com. That's spooner.freetalklive.com.
As we go to your phone calls about what you want, let's talk to Seth in Florida. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Seth?
A friend of mine and I are trying to come up with a website, and we're trying to come up with a name. And it's actually not even the full part of the main name. It's more the tagline. It's a Liberty website. But I wanted to know, how did you guys determine between free and Liberty? Obviously, I guess free rolls off the tongue better, Free Talk Live versus Liberty Talk Live. But what do you think really is the difference between the two words? And why would you choose one over the other?
You mean the difference between freedom and liberty?
Yes. Or even, yes, freedom and liberty, correct.
Well, I think that free, free is a much more amorphous word. There's, somewhere between, a freed man and free beer. And, so that makes it a little more difficult. Free Talk Live was basically named as You know, it was open phones.
Yeah, really,
that's what it was. It was the idea was to show it was open phones.
Right.
We weren't the same show 8 years ago when we started. Ian, is all
seven years ago
when we started that we are now. So, I mean, right. It was entirely different.
Well, now, point of information, while I was certainly, I considered myself a libertarian at that time in my life, and I no longer would use that term for myself today, but while I did consider myself a libertarian at that time, the formation of the show had to do with the format in that we were taking phone calls from anybody about anything. So that was where the concept of free talk came from, and since we were live, seemed like it was obvious to add that on to the end of the show. So certainly wasn't a whole lot of creative process that really went into naming this program. But, you know, I guess it's a little more creative than The Ian Bernard Show, which is what my name was at the time, or The Mark Edgington Show. So, and that's one thing that I never really liked about talk radio was that there was also personality-based about every talk show, almost every talk show, with the exception of Coast to Coast and some of the weekend, you know, specialty shows.
I admit I'm vain, but gosh, naming the whole show after yourself?
Yeah. You know, for me, that was something I didn't want to do, so I wanted to come up with something alternative. So I guess to that extent, there was a little more effort put into naming our show than the average talk show, which just takes on their host's moniker. But no, it was never intended to be a show about liberty. And it really still isn't a show about liberty. It's just that we're both, you know, rabid liberty-minded people. And so inevitably our viewpoint is going to come across.
I gotcha. Well, for instance, it's the campaign for liberty and not the campaign for freedom. So again, what is really the difference between the two? You're saying that freedom just encompasses more, kind of, than liberty does?
Well, that would be Mark's answer.
To some extent, I think that liberty, I think liberty sounds like a more responsible term to me than freedom. I think that people think of freedom as just
like libertine.
Chaos, that kind of thing. If you just talk about total freedom, complete freedom, if you put those adjectives in front of them, that, you know, liberty just sounds to me more responsible.
Go ahead.
You often say that voluntarism isn't anarchy because it's not that you don't believe in rules. There are like a few kind of, you know, life, liberty, and property, I guess, are the three main rules for volunteerism. Would that be correct? It's not like it's total anarchy. You can just do anything to anybody, correct?
Well, I think that's what anarchy connotates, and if we had an anarchist on the show, a self-proclaimed anarchist, I'm sure they would begin, you know, correcting you on what they really believe that that anarchy means. But I think that in its popular terminology or popular connotation, it connotates a lack of rules. It connotates chaos, even though it may, in point of fact, not be defined by that. And voluntarism is a much more positive statement. I mean, anarchy is without, right? If you put the A in front of something, atheist, without theism, or anarchy, without rulers.
Without rulers, or a king or queen, I guess, yeah.
Right. So, you know, I started to, I used to consider myself as anti-government, for instance, but then I became more of a positive mindset and would use more of a term like pro-liberty. Or, you know, in the case of anarchy, I would prefer a term like voluntarism because it defines what my view is. You know, anarchy is just without rulers. For me, my view is that all human beings should interact with one another on a voluntary basis, based in consent instead of coercion. And I think voluntarism is better at explaining that than a term like anarchy where, you know, that doesn't really have that same meaning to me.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So would you say then also that you believe that liberty maybe has even a more positive connotation than freedom does?
I also, when I'm just thinking about the term freedom and what it means to people in their normal use. And when you think of free range chickens, you think of chickens that are able to, you know, to run about in the yard and things like that. However, they have a range that they're allowed to go. So freedom, people still consider themselves to be free, and perhaps they are in this limited culture because you're free to do whatever the government says you are.
Right.
And you know, I'm just thinking here. I think that liberty has a more broad sweeping a term too, although it carries more responsibility.
It's just in your head, really.
It really is.
And that's what we're talking about here because I'm looking at the dictionary and
the definitions
synonyms.
Are the same.
They're synonyms. No, they're not exactly the same, but they're pretty much synonymous, the two of them. So it really just depends on how you feel about the term and which one. And I think you're right, Mark. Probably the term liberty seems a little more intellectual, a little more cerebral, but beyond that. I think they're pretty interchangeable.
Well, if you tell somebody that you believe in freedom, they're likely to say, well, good, so do I. I live in a free country. Whereas if you tell them that you believe in liberty, they probably take a moment to think of, what does that mean? And then you have an opportunity to talk to them about that, perhaps.
I don't know. Seth, how do you feel?
I was talking with my friend, and we both kind of agreed that liberty sounds more old-fashioned, and freedom is more sort of a modern word, kind of used a lot in the 60s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So people might relate to freedom a little bit better than liberty. I mean, if we're trying to, you know, gain a more audience.
Either way, you still have to. That may be true, but you also still have to identify an audience that believes they are not free or at liberty. So because there are such a large amount of people in this country and around the world that have been told, you know, not necessarily all around the world, but in places like the UK and here, where they've been told they are free, many people believe it, and so. I don't know if either one of those words would have a greater effect on someone who does already believe they are free or at liberty, even though they point of fact are not.
The slogan would be the home for freedom activists and freedom addicts, as opposed to the home for liberty activists and liberty addicts. I guess one advantage of freedom is that it's less syllables because it's already kind of a lengthy slogan.
That's a good point.
Is it possible that you can use one for the home for freedom advocates and liberty enthusiasts or whatever the term is that you said?
Oh, maybe use both. Yeah, I guess you could to get everything, sure.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know that there's an advantage or disadvantage.
So what's the website going to be exactly?
It's kind of like our local Daily Poll, you could say, almost. It's going to be sort of in a blog format. But we want to go beyond that even a little bit. And another title that we have on there, it says, Dedicated to Freedom for Orange County, Florida, the USA, the planet Earth, the Milky Way Galaxy, and the Known Universe. we want it to be real tongue-in-cheek.
What's the city in Orange County?
A libertarian answer to Stephen Colbert and John Stewart.
Oh, so you're down there in Orlando where the Greyhound Shakedown went down. Hey, good luck out there, man, and thanks for the call. And good luck at your website at 800-259-9231. The more liberty and freedom-oriented sites online, the better, right? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by simply voting for us. We still need your votes, even though it is the remaining portion of this month. We ask you to vote on a once-a-month basis. And I think, Mark, what are we up to, about 1,000 votes now? Getting close to 1,000 votes, I think?
Yeah, well, that's how many we have, but it only matters how far we're separated, really.
Right, and we are not separated by very many, so we still need you to go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It is a quick process. All you need is your email address to verify you're a real-life human being. Vote.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us because being number one on the podcast tally voting charts means that more new people find the show, which means that more new people discover the ideas of freedom. So head on over to vote.freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls about anything. It's Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Howdy. I got a little good news on the journey of the decriminalization of hemp or cannabis.
Sure.
Montana today issued a permit for a farmer to plant 160 acres of hemp.
Wow.
Next year.
Now, okay, point of information. The federal government has announced that they are going to stop the medical marijuana raids that they've been doing, and I don't know if I believe what they're saying, but presuming they actually stop the medical marijuana raids, does that mean they'll also not raid hemp growers, or are they still going to,
I think that's the sentiment here. They're going to test it.
I think,
because in Montana, it's legal to grow hemp.
Oh, that's great.
But the feds would come down on you. So I think they're going to test it. They granted this farmer on the east side. Then Montana's divided by the Continental Divide. And if you live on the west side of the Continental Divide like I do, you refer to the other side of the state by referring to it as the east side.
Gotcha.
The big Great Plains.
Is there a rivalry between the west and the east side of Montana?
Do your high school football teams play theirs?
There is, only because, you know, where the state taxes go, because only one-third of the state is the west side of the divide, and that's like
The
mountains and the woods, and the other two-thirds of the state is just the big open grass, prairie lands, and farmers, and
so now,
they're always
isn't
fighting
that what government
over,
does? I mean, government just divides people.
Money.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, I've heard that, and I don't remember where I heard it, but I think it was actually Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, as he was walking across the country from Oregon to New Hampshire, and he passed through Montana. If I recall correctly, he said that he got a distinctly different flavor from the people on one side of Montana versus the other. Have you heard about that, Dave? Are people on one side of the divide in Montana, the west side versus the east side, are they just nicer on one side?
No, I think all Montana people are really nice.
Okay.
I really do.
All right,
but
that's good to
the
know.
West Side has a lot of people coming from all over the United States for skiing and the outdoor thing and the rafting and the hunting. But the East Side, the bigger part of the state, is, you know, like people that's been there for generations, you know, that have their farmlands, that, you know, hard workers. And so there's kind of maybe that sentiment that, you know, that these are all the newcomers and they come over there. And,
gotcha.
You know,
hey, Dave, will you keep us up to keep us in the loop on this this situation with the hemp, will you?
Yeah, I think you might be able to get it if, you know, you check out the Montana State News. I've been trying to...
I'm going to leave it to you,
but it was on the local news today. They talked about it on the...
And how many acres was it? 100-something?
160 acres.
160 acres. I wish them the best of luck. I hope it works out for them, and I thank you for the call and the update tonight. 800-259-9231. That, if that works out, that'll be awesome. I don't know what to expect, though.
I don't know what's going to happen either. I sincerely hope, but I think that they'll leave it. I think they'll leave them alone.
Let's continue here. You know what they should have is the sheriff of that area should arrest the federal agents if they try to come in and and enforce that damn
federal law. I don't see why he wouldn't.
Well, because they're scared and because they get money from the feds.
He ought to arrest anybody who's coming in there and breaking the state laws.
Let's continue and go to, I believe, Gene is on the line in Tennessee on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene.
Well, hello there, guys. I thought I would call you up and correct you about... your misperceptions about Christianity. But first,
we love that.
I voted for you on the monthly vote.
Thank you.
And my wife voted for you, although she doesn't know it yet.
So
anyway,
thanks.
Yes, your misconceptions about Christianity, because earlier I heard Mark say that that Christianity was responsible for control or obsession. Oppression or something like that. I can't remember the exact word.
What I was trying to get across, and I'll restate, and we'll see where we go from here, is that Christianity at one point was a religion sort of rebellion to authority, to an illegitimate authority, and it has turned into something more like obeisance to that essentially the same authority.
And in actuality, you are correct in that, because to think, and a lot of people think of Christianity as being the oppression of people, and certainly it was for a phase, but it initially started out as a religion of freedom, because that's what Christ taught. And so if you look at what the original intent and the original teachings were, it was certainly about freedom and of rebellion against authority and questioning the status quo. And even if you look into the Old Testament, you will see that in many of the writings there, when the Jews first wanted to have a king like everybody else, they were rebuked by God.
Yeah.
They said, well, you know, why do you want to be like them? You know, that's the wrong path to take. But they wanted to take it, so supposedly he let them take it, whatever that... however that came about.
Now, Gene,
I certainly don't take every word that's written as being 100% accurate, but I think the flavor is basically accurate. I think that the sense of what is being said got portrayed, even though maybe some of the details didn't.
Now, Gene, so, you are you're a self-proclaimed Christian anarchist, and I think you've mentioned in the past that you are unchurched. Is that the case?
At the current time, we are sort of. There's a church that I'd like to go to here. It's actually a Methodist church. I'm thinking of maybe seeing if I can find a Quaker church, but I've never seen one around here.
How do you find them, Mark? I mean, because you just kind of
Quakers.
How do you find the Quakers?
Well, if you go to Quaker.org ought to take care of that for you. But
really?
You search your local area and then Quaker, you ought to come up with something.
I'll give that a try.
Very good, Gene. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, there's a big story going around. It's actually a buried story, and I've been trying to find a little more information about it, but I would like to put everybody on the watch for this, because it's something that everybody should be interested in, and yet CNN and MSNBC and those are not covering it at all for some reason. and that is the big head security guy under Giuliani, the New York head honcho of the police agency there. I don't remember. I'm not thinking of the term. It's not attorney general, but it's the head cop of the state or the city of New York City.
Okay.
And he was nominated for Homeland Security, and that only lasted for like a couple of weeks before he was investigated for some kind of criminal nature. And now his bail has been apparently revoked, and he's locked up. So here we've got a head honcho guy that's supposed to be in charge of law enforcement, who apparently has gotten his hands caught in the cookie jar, and yet there's nothing on CNN, nothing on MSNBC. Huh. You got to dig through the archives to find anything on this guy.
And he was just put in jail as of how recently?
Well, you know, I haven't properly researched it, so I'm you just mentioned if there was something else that I wanted to bring up, and this was certainly it, and I need to spend a little more time researching it, but I do believe it was just recently.
All right, well, let us know as you find out, Gene.
All right, thanks. Maybe on a future call I will talk to you.
Sounds
about
good,
that.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. Yeah, that does tend to be the case where the mainstream media isn't exactly focusing on the most relevant or pertinent stories.
You know, I find it very interesting what they do focus on.
Patrick Swayze died, though, this year, and well, that was really important.
There's that, but the most recent one is these pilots overshooting Minneapolis by 150 miles.
Is this, like, today?
No, it's last week.
Okay.
And I know you don't tune in to the regular news.
I heard
but
something.
I find it compelling. What was those guys doing in there? What was going on in that cabin? I want to know.
They didn't crash the plane, did they?
No, they just overshot Minneapolis by 150 miles, which in airplane time isn't very darn long. Apparently they were checking emails and websites and stuff.
Maybe they were having a little action there. Who knows? Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.